It's a sunny afternoon here in Texas, and my wife, Barbara, is at the park again, counting and recording the number of eggs laid by monarch butterflies. After collecting her data, she'll share it with the professional scientist who recruited her. In another state, our friend Antonio listens for frogs by visiting 12 different sites 4 times a year. He has been submitting his findings to scientists for almost 20 years now. And on the other side of the country, our niece Emily is catching native bees, putting tiny tags on them, and handing in weekly reports to the biology department at a local university. Nobody is paying Barbara, Antonio, or Emily for their efforts, but all three consider themselves lucky to be citizen scientists. When volunteers participate as assistants in activities like these, they are engaging in citizen science, a valuable research technique that invites the public to assist in gathering information. Some of them are science teachers or students, but most are simply amateurs who enjoy spending time in nature. They also take pride in aiding scientists and indirectly helping to protect the environment. The movement they are involved in is not a new one. In fact, its roots go back over 100 years. One of the earliest projects of this type is the Christmas Bird Count, started by the National Audubon Society in 1900. However, citizen science projects are burgeoning more than ever. Over 60 of them were mentioned at a meeting of the Ecological Society of America not long ago.